I called it. I did.
You did. I'll give you that.
Earlier this week, we were talking about Jerry Ann's MySpace, and you put a profile tracker on there.
Yeah.
Which I called as questionable. It's basically you stalking your stalkers.
And I didn't think it was me being creepy at all.
Yeah?
But it turned creepy. And I took it off.
How did it turn creepy?
There was one IP address that had checked out my profile like 17 times. Which I had it up since, I think, Monday.
So that's a little more than 2 times a day. Ooh, like 3 times a day.
No, because his IP address, well, his or hers IP address didn't show up since, like, yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many times again? 17?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I got freaked out, so I was just like, okay, this... I'm done with it.
Well, maybe his computer just messed up and got frozen and he had to hit refresh a bunch or something. I don't know.
I hope so.
So you'd rather be in the dark about people lusting over your MySpace profile than know about it? Is that what your conclusion is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a harsh reality, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret it at all? Or you?
No. It was a good experience.
Good experience, but short-lived.
Yeah.
Wow. So one dude, we assume dude.
Yeah.
Scared you off MySpace. Or girl, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Even if it's like a lesbian checking you out a whole bunch, I don't think they're that psycho.
Nah.
Well, the women have their moments, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think you know who it was by any chance?
I have a general idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, is it someone that sends you a bunch of messages or something like that? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that makes it even creepier.
I know.
Is the dude creepy looking?
No.
Normal looking dude?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Of course it's, you know, psychos can look all sweet and innocent.
Yeah. I think you may be holding back because you're kind of, this kind of destroys my theory that you were looking for, you know, someone who's obsessed with you enough that you can ask him out and have no fear of rejection whatsoever.
I don't care about that. If I'm going to ask someone now, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it takes me a while to ask him out. Because I got to decide if I really want to do it or not.
I read a little bit more from my friend Kevin's blog about the whole tracker incident.
Uh-huh.
You know, he only had his for 24 hours before he got creeped out. And he said, you know what? The whole point of MySpace, the whole spirit of MySpace, is to be able to stalk people in pure anonymity. And that those trackers are anti that mentality. And that's just not right.